This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Mark Bergen. A 17-year-old Southern Boone High School student fatally shot himself at 2 this morning while being taken into custody due to a threat in Ashland. Southern Boone School Superintendent Chris Felmley received a forwarded text from a student of a possible threat. He immediately notified Ashland Chief of Police Lynn Wolford, who deemed the threat credible.
This was a text between classmates, and again, the threat was non-descriptive, but yet threatening, I guess, would be the appropriate word. Well, it was specific enough to indicate something was going to happen at the school and it would involve injury.
Boone County Chief Deputy Tom Redden says the team had cooperated with police when asked to put some clothes on. The teen then grabbed a handgun from somewhere in the house and shot himself in the chest. Medical personnel responded immediately, but the teen died at a nearby hospital. The school district canceled classes today for precautionary measures. Felmley says all their buildings are safe and classes will resume tomorrow. The Missouri Supreme Court has upheld $1.5 million worth in punitive damages for a Kansas City area family in a long-running lawsuit against a tobacco company. The court's ruling earlier today affirmed the 2009 judgment against Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation for the family of Barbara Smith. The independent woman was a longtime smoker and died of a heart attack in 2000. The Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, or DESE, says there are teacher shortages in 11 areas. During their discussions about teacher tenure earlier today, the committee had access to the state's Teacher Shortage Area Report. DESE's Assistant Director of Educator Preparedness, Heather McLeod, says shortages are something DESE is addressing.
We do work with the United States Department of Education to encourage teachers to become certified in those shortage areas so we can fill them. And we do work closely with our educator preparation programs to make sure that students have incentives to go into these areas.
This school year's report shows an increase in teacher shortage areas from last year. The report for next school year will be finalized December 15th. Senator Roy Blunt announced that he is skeptical about the Russian initiative to remove chemical weapons from Syria. In a conference call with reporters earlier today, Senator Blunt says the reality of being able to control those chemical weapons is too difficult with the current conditions in Syria.
The more the world community figures out how hard it really is to get control of chemical weapons and do anything with them, even in a peaceful environment, the more difficult it is to see a way forward that achieves that goal of the world community taking control of, and I would assume eventually doing something to eliminate Assad's chemical weapons.
Senator Blunt says while removing chemical weapons from Syria would be a good thing, he believes it would be difficult to achieve. For KBIA News, I'm Mark Bergen.